I don't want to set the world.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
To chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this, and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event, one in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought he was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead, you can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying, is this.
Said to Mr. Hirschman, this is different. This isn't normal, is it? And he said, absolutely not.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
We're connecting dots here. You know, there's no way that that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure.
My sister died. She was 58, and she died suddenly on Friday of a heart attack.
They will do with you what they feel like doing to you. It's the new bullet. It's the new missile. It's the new form of warfare.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare for the heart and the mind.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
Folks, if you have not watched Died Suddenly, I highly recommend you head over to diedsuddenly.info/. If you have a queasy stomach, if you cannot handle graphic material, then read about it. Read about this documentary. The documentary itself, if you go to diedsuddenly.info/, you'll see this little promo. It's like a four minute, 20 second promo. And right underneath that is a link to watch the full film. When you click the link to watch the full film, you're going to find there, let me pause this real quick here and I'll let you know exactly how long it is. It's loading. You're going to find the full documentary on this. And you're going to be scratching your head in disbelief and wondering how this humanitarian, this is a true humanitarian crisis. It is mind-blowing. But I'm warning you, it's graphic. You will see interviews with embalmers. You'll see extremely long, blood clot-looking masses pulled out of veins of people who have passed away, each of them having been vaccinated. You'll see people die suddenly. Dozens of them. You'll see people just walking about their daily life, and then all of a sudden they'll drop dead. In some cases, their eye will stop. One of their eyes will randomly start blinking, and then they drop dead. In other cases, you'll see, I think it's their right arm goes up into the air, and they just start spinning in circles, and they die suddenly. In other cases, you see them swatting at things that are in the air. And then they die suddenly. You'll see newscasters. You'll see politicians from around the world. You'll see all kinds of people who are on national television that's being recorded or videotaped live just die suddenly, each of them having been vaccinated. And I use the term vaccine and vaccinated loosely. You've heard me talk about this in the past. This is not a true vaccine by the real definition of a vaccine. It's a vaccine by the definition that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, rewrote to qualify this mRNA, this gene-altering drug. They reclassified the definition to fit this into that parameter so it could be forced into the American populace. But not just us, because the world is taking this. Some of us are still purebloods. Some of us have yet to take it, and I will never take it. The last, since 2020, when COVID-19 first came out, and I was working for the state of Illinois, from that point forward until I retired September 1st, 2023, my job was under threat of termination. I was one of many that they threatened on a regular basis that they will terminate unless I can get a religious exemption or get some medical exemption. And there's only two ways that you could get out of it. I could have provided a medical, if I wanted to, exemption, because I have thickened heart walls. And everybody knows that myocarditis, we didn't know it in the beginning, but after they started pushing this and forcing this onto people, because remember, they didn't test this long term, they pushed it onto us and we became the test. We were the test subjects. And myocarditis turned out to be, in the vast majority of people that took this, it turned out to be one of the main symptoms, one of the things that caused heart problems and death in some people. And what is myocarditis? It's thickened walls of your heart. It thickens up membranes in your heart wall, which I already have thickened heart wall muscles anyway from a medicine I took to get rid of a pituitary cyst a long time ago. So I could have ended up on a gurney had I taken this, had I given in to it. I filed a religious exemption thinking that my constitution would protect me. And still, religious exemption after religious exemption that was filed with the state of Illinois was coming back denied. Mine never came back at all. From 2020 I retired in 2023. I never even heard. I got denied the first time, and then you're allowed an appeal. I appealed it and never heard back anything for the next 2 years, 2.5 years, something like that. Never heard anything. Other people, we've had married couples there working for the state of Illinois, where I worked specifically at Chester Mental Health Center. I'm going to come out about this now because I'm retired from there. There was a married couple. Each of them filled out the same exact religious exemption. One of them was approved. One of them was denied. How could that be? Because they rubber stamped them. And I've seen other people don't have a religious bone in their body, just make up some generic religious exemption thing, turn it in, and it would get approved. There were not very many of them, but it happened. And the real people who have real religious beliefs against this, like myself, for example, because I believe that this will lead into the mark of the beast when they start mandating this kind of stuff into the human body. Because remember, we're all going to be forced to take in the right hand or in the forehead a mark, which I believe will be a forced injection of some kind, a computer chip perhaps. But once they start, once you say yes, or I'm not religious, go ahead and stick it in, you can't use that excuse in the future. Well, they'll look back and say, well, you took the COVID vaccine. That's what we're looking at in the future. We are living in the end times, whether you like it or not. And I'm throwing all this out there right now because, and this ain't going to be a full podcast that I normally do between anywhere, you know, it ranges between a half hour, 45 minutes to 2 hours in some cases. I just, because I'm busy this week, but I want to put it out there that this has not shut down. It's going to return again. And we've got Bill Gates, Barack Obama, and others on videotape saying there will be another one and it will be worse. How can they possibly know this? Because they're all in on it. They're all in on the global agenda. Like this man at the beginning of this documentary said in this promo, they know about it. They all know about it because it's a part of the Great Reset. This is Agenda 30, which used to be Agenda 21. This is now Agenda 30. Those of you that don't know, maybe you're listening to this show, this podcast for the first time. Agenda 21 was the brainchild of a group of people that attend the World Economic Forum, where they talk about things like how to make the world a better place. It sounds good in theory. But when you step back and look at the grand picture, when you talk about, use terms like sustainable development, when you use terms like perpetual balance, when you talk about those kind of things, use those kind of buzzwords, you begin to see the broader picture. There cannot be a perpetual balance with 8 billion people on the earth taking more resources from the world than we are putting back into it. So what is Agenda 30? Like I said, the context, but they'll never use the word depopulation. The only way you can bring about sustainable development and perpetual balance is by limiting the population of the world. And we saw it in the Georgia Guidestones, which are gone now. 500 million people is what they're saying is the max pop for the world. So 500 million people take from the earth in equal amounts that we can replace or that the earth can give back again. So as we take from the earth can sustain that. That is a perpetuality. That is a perpetual balance. That is symbiotic. We take, it gives back. Also humans give. We give life. The air we breathe out gives life to plants. Then plants in return release oxygen that we breathe. It's a symbiosis. The weirdos think that 500 million is the max cap, no more. So how do you do that? How do you get from 7-8 billion people to 500 million? Well, you need a control. You need something to step in that might look like an accidentally released virus that wipes out people, that doesn't harm nature, that leaves wildlife alone, that leaves our natural resources alone. You don't do it by nuking an entire country out of existence, because that destroys the resources and the land becomes uninhabitable for decades, for hundreds of years. Enter virology. People like Bill Gates, who suddenly change from software development to humanitarianism and healthcare, studying virology. Why? Because he's a globalist and he's in on it. And it's not just him. The world is in on it. The people who are feeding us these illusions of freedom and telling us that if you want to save other people, you need to take this vaccine. But all they're doing is manipulating your DNA changing what God has already created. He made us perfect. We're the ones that faltered in the garden. We're the ones that were disobedient. We're the ones who were deceived. And sin entered the world, and we were no longer perfect. But taking and playing God is the beginning of the end. Not just for us as a people, but for the planet as a whole. So what I want to do Wednesday, I got Dawn coming back from a few episodes ago. She was a surgical procedural nurse or assistant that would help in surgical rooms. And at the hospital that she worked at the time, she was forced to take this vaccine. And she now wishes that she would have just resigned and kept her health. Because this poison that they put inside of her, that they mandated for her to take, almost killed her. She almost died. And she got off very lucky because many others have not been so fortunate. And what I'd like to do, and I've reached out to the director of Died Suddenly, I'm trying to get permission to air this show in its entirety on my podcast. And I'm kind of waiting to hear back. But what I would like to do, and I can at least use segments. I can at least use segments if I don't hear back. And of course, I'm throwing all the credits out to them that are due. But I want to share that. If you can't go there, or you don't have the time because you're on the road, maybe the access is different where you're at. I don't know. But I want to try to air it. I'm going to try to make it as easy as possible because this documentary is free. It don't cost anything. The whole point in this, and they're working on it too, by the way, the whole point of this is to bring about awareness. If it's free and the point is to bring about awareness, I want to hop on that train. And I want to make everybody as aware as possible because I've seen this full documentary and I've watched sections of it several times. And it's unbelievable to me how many people could know this and turn a blind eye to it or be aware that it kills people and then take the shot. I don't understand it. And then you're like, well, I have to work. I can't, because where I worked at Chester Mental Health Center in Southern Illinois, that was the argument for a lot of people that the ones that didn't, they refused for a long time. Some people got suspended. Some people got fired. The argument was for the ones that ended up taking it in the end that didn't want to take it was that, well, I fought as long as I could, but I got to work. I can't not have this job. Well, we all got to work. But if we don't put up a united front, then they're going to keep on pushing this down our throats and into our bodies. A lot of people held out, and eventually the mandate was lifted. But they'll revisit it. You know, eventually we're going to come back around to that again, and we're going to be talking about wearing face masks again all the time and taking all these. There's a new COVID variant, and we're going to have to take shots for that, and then we're going to have to take boosters for that, and they keep on pushing these poisons into our body, modifying us. What's the end game, people? It's to get rid of us. And I really do think this was just a test run to see how many people would really believe the government when they say, trust us. How many people would really just take a random shot of something and put it in their body when the ingredients aren't even provided? Like just because we told them it was safe. Just because they trust us. Just because we tell them to. And they believe us. Let's put it to the test. Let's see how many people will do it. 80-some% complied and just said, okay. And they took it. They took the poison. It's unbelievable. So like I said, I'm going to bring Dawn back that I had on a few seasons ago. We're going to do, I got her scheduled for the 20th, I believe, which is on a Wednesday. So the podcast that I normally put out on Tuesdays will be released a little bit later than usual. Sure you don't mind. And so this, I wanted this to be a segue into that. So we're looking, that will be my pre-Christmas Eve release. And I'm looking forward to talking to her because it's been a while since I have. And it's time that we go back and we have a chit chat with her. But no, I ran across some other strange things. Let's talk a little bit about some, while we're talking about globalism. This is puts a unique perspective. You guys, I like how comedians... Oh, and by the way, I've been talking to another comedian that's picking up steam and gaining some popularity. She's hilarious. Chatting with her, trying to get her on the show because she lives in Canada. and I'm trying to get her to come on the show. Her name is Tracy McRobinson, and she's hilarious. But what she does is she takes these, the things that the most of the world consider politically correct, you know, woke, politically correct, boop, tongue time, political correctness, she makes it into comedy. And she does it by burning the powers that be, which is my kind of humor, you know. And she's like so ballsy and witty, and like she don't care. Like she gets her hands dirty and she don't even wear gloves. But I definitely want to get some of her content out here. Let's do a video from her. Well, it'll be audio when you're in, but it's a video from her TikTok account. And she records in these candid moments, like she's at home or driving down the road or doing it safely, I'm sure. But she talks about some really good things that I talk about on this podcast. In this particular clip here, she talks about the whole world depopulation thing.
Hey, how's it going? Okay, like let's talk about this little like the globalist plan to depopulate the planet. And how come some people can't really wrap their minds around that? And like, why would they do that? Gee, wow, why would they? Like, let's just put ourselves in their shoes. So you've got billions of dollars and you basically feel like you own the planet. And there's like all these people and they're like making a mess. You know, just consuming, eating a lot, really not doing anything. They go off to work, it's a useless job, and they come home, they sit in front of the television set, watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians or whatever the hell they're watching. We don't know, but whatever. They're useless eaters. Yes, they are. I'd want to get rid of them too. I would.
Tracy McRobinson, I applaud you. That was some good stuff. And so I would say probably 98-99% of everything she puts out, I 100% agree with her on. I can't remember what the 1% or 2% of stuff, it's so minute that it's not even worth bringing up or mentioning. But go check her out on TikTok. She's censored quite a bit. And I know that her country, Canada, is probably doing a lot of probably behind a lot of her censoring, but thank goodness that China's in charge of TikTok, right? No, not so much. So, I mean, they are, but they do a lot of their own censoring. Their community guidelines are BS, and it is what it is. Hold that thought. Here she is in one of her stand-up clips. I'm not going to play this whole thing. I might play the whole thing. We'll just see where it goes. But this is just one of her stand-ups.
Hey, how's it going? I'm so excited to be here when Kim asked me to come do some stand-up, mostly because I'm not actually a stand-up comedian, but I have lately been identifying as one.
She's digging the light up.
Yeah, I've been identifying as one, so I just wanted to let you know, if you don't think I'm very funny, now you know why. But with their identity politics, I figured if, you know, Bill Gates can pretend to be a doctor, scientist, surely I can pretend to be a comedian. I'm not going to kill anyone with laughter, right? Not at all. So, yeah, I don't feel any pressure. However, if you don't laugh, it might mean that you're a racist and a bigot. We don't want anyone to think that about us. No, we don't. So, feel really good to get that first little honest bit out of the way. And because I'm new to comedy, brought some notes just in case. Stuffed them down my pants, so I hope I don't have to dig those back out.
Breaching that zero mic.
So, yeah, a little bit new. And, you know, I just wanted to say, in case I say something that's offensive to you tonight, or I hurt your feelings, or I make you angry, I just want you to know that I'm really sorry. And as one Canadian to a bunch of other Canadians, you know I don't mean that. I think it's time to stop saying sorry when you're not sorry. We need to stop lying. Other things we need to stop lying about, the moon landing. We need to stop that. They're still teaching that in school. We need to stop that. And I'm going to tell you, I looked at the little spaceship, and it appears that it has duct tape on it. Now, I know duct tape's amazing. But is it that amazing that you can build a rocket ship with it and get it to the moon and back? No, I don't think so. Like, why would they not use it in their advertising? Okay, we send rockets to the moon. Right? Somebody in marketing needs to be fired for that one. That's what I think. Yeah, we're kind of in the nest right now. So I would like to be honest about something else. I'm not vaccinated for the COVID. Or the monkeypox. And I have a really good reason, besides the fact that I'm selfish. I am not vaccinated because I have volunteered to be in the control group of this medical experiment. I know a lot of people didn't know that that was an option. But it is. Right? The control group. And so, and I took that very seriously. I didn't wear a mask anywhere. Didn't use the hand sanitizer. Barely washed my hands. I wouldn't follow the arrows. I wouldn't stand on the dots. And when I was in the grocery store and I go into the produce section, I would lick my finger before I opened up those little plastic bags. Just licking. And then with my COVID covered fingers, I touched other things. Licking, touching, licking, touching. I did. It sounds like a serial killer, but it was just a natural thing that I was doing. Anyway, my question is, why am I not dead? Why is nobody dead? Like, besides grandma, but nobody else. It's a confusing, you know. You know, speaking of people not dying, is anybody kind of like a little disappointed by how this pandemic turned out? Like, I was expecting bigger things. I saw the clips out of China, people dropping. I thought we were gonna be stepping over bodies, right? I thought we were gonna have red paint splashed on people's doorways. Great, condemned houses burned to the ground. I thought that's what was gonna be happening, but no. Everybody's still alive, all my family is still alive, all my neighbors still alive, my friends are still alive. My husband is still alive. Yeah. So it didn't really turn out quite the way I thought it would. But you know what made me suspicious about this vaccine right from the go? And besides the bribes and the coercion and the threats, it was the fact that our government said, hey, First Nations, front of the line. And then down in America, one of the five guys who pretends to be Joe Biden said, hey, African American people, front of the line. I was like, I think this is wrong. I think this is suspicious. I'm not trusting this whatsoever. Right? We've been trying to kill these people since we got here. Now we've changed our minds. Give me a holiday, change your mind. But give me a break. I don't believe that, not for a second. So, you know when you're with someone and they're eating something and they're like, ew. Ew. Oh, that's gross. Ew. Here, try it. And you're like, no, thank you. I trust you. I believe that it doesn't taste good. That's the way I feel about these vaccines. Because they don't work. And they're hurting people. And yet still, this person has taken a vaccine, half their face doesn't work, and they're like, I'm so glad I took this vaccine. You really should too. It's the least you can do.
Yeah, you couldn't hear me because my mic was muted, but I'm back here bawling. I was laughing out loud. So she's hilarious. She's witty. She's smart. And let's get her on the program. And she actually got a hold of me in this pre-recorded podcast. And she's looking forward to it. So we're planning on recording next week. Or actually, no, this week. This Friday. So I'm really super excited about that. We're going to have McRobinson. Tracy McRobinson on this podcast. So we're going to talk about the poison jab and anything else she wants to talk about. I'm really excited about that. And maybe we can talk about some of these other things, like some of this, the poison jab and some of this other stuff that's going on in the world. And we could talk about, I don't know, stuff like this. Listen to this, because this is from another comedian, not Tracy McRobinson, another comedian talking about some of the crazy globalist stuff and making humor of it. And I got to listening to this and I'm like, what sense does it make? The way we do things, the way these politicians do things is just absurd. We have 400-pound obese people writing healthcare laws in a world where we have fat trans people telling us what to do with our health. You're going to write a law? Come on. Listen to this, because this is funny.
They took away straws in California. They made them illegal in some states to serve. It's insane. And they took them away, and we were like, all right. No one asked for proof. No one was like, why are you doing this? And they threw away. They go, turtles. Turtles are dying. And we just were like, oh, okay, seems reasonable. Does it? Where? Where are all these turtles? I'm almost 40. I've seen 6 turtles my whole life. You're telling me millions of turtles are dying with straws lodged in their heads? Where? Show me the shells, and I'll stop using them. I don't buy it. I'm not a smart man, but that math does not add up. The physics on that is crazy. Ocean big. Big ocean, yeah? Ocean big. Straw float. Turtle move. Tide strong in ocean big. Ocean big. Turtle move. Tide strong. Straw float. You're telling me all these elements line up perfectly for a straw to get in a less than 5 millimeter hole good in a turtle's head? That's like me flicking a Q-tip in the air and catching in the tip of my penis.
Hilarious. Here's another one. She's not a comedian, but this is a reel on Instagram I ran across, and she brings out some valid points. It's like, what in the world? The hypocrisy. There's like no stable mental balance to anything that these idiots force upon us. Let's listen to her reasoning here.
So let me get this straight. I can go to the grocery store and buy a pound of sliced ham in a plastic bag, a loaf of bread in a plastic bag, a gallon of milk in a plastic jug, a pack of napkins in plastic wrap, a store-made salad in a plastic tub, plastic bottles with ketchup or mustard, but they won't give me a plastic bag to carry it home in because the plastic bag is bad for the environment.
Makes perfect sense to me. I don't know about you, but I don't need a plastic straw because I don't know. It's really dangerous to the ocean wildlife, right? Come on. It's okay. So I was in the Marines, and I was floored when I saw what the ships out at sea do with their garbage. Tons of it. Tons of garbage are bulldozed from the ship into the ocean. I guess they have these designated spots in the water or whatever where they just dump it. And out it goes into the ocean. You can't tell us our government doesn't know that our military is doing this. It's not just the United States. Canada's got a Navy. Japan's got a Navy. China's got a Navy. Where do you think they're taking the trash? You think they're holding on to it while they're out at sea for weeks and months? No. No, don't be fooled. Silly goose. They're taking that out there and they're dumping it into the oceans. But the idiots back here in the cities, in the states, are writing laws that plastic bags are harmful to the environment. Plastic-wrapped straws are harmful. Or they'll give you a biodegradable straw in a plastic cup. Or here's a good one. A plastic straw in a biodegradable cup. It's like you people are, you're idiots. You think that you're helping, but you're not. And I see the point that I see what you're trying to do. I don't want our nation's resources to, you know, our animals in the oceans to die and all that. I don't want that to happen either. But you can't do it like this. What are you going to get rid of plastic? Look at your clothes. You're wrapping yourself in nylon on a daily basis. I guarantee it. All these idiots that are standing in the streets, blocking traffic, complaining about oil and petrol, are wearing products that are made out of or produced by oil and petrol. And the longer they block the traffic, the more emissions go into the air. Come on. There's no reasoning anymore. And I got to say, it's the newer crowd, and it's the older crowd appeasing the newer crowd, because, like I said last week, they're clamorous. Liberals are clamorous. They make noise. They cry. They weep. They scream. They throw temper tantrums like infants, because in their head, they are. We're living in a world where it's promoted. It's okay to say, if you're a guy, that you can. It's okay to identify as a female. You could be a female. You are a female. They're saying there's no such thing now as genders. There's unlimited genders. Okay, if you say so. And they say, trust the science. Well, the science says that if you have XX chromosomes, you're female. XY chromosomes, you're male. I mean, you know, we still do it today. When we dig up, when we find, let's say that we're in Egypt, and we find another buried city, let's say that, and we excavate it, and we find tombs, and we find thousands of mummies. When you examine the bones, guess what you find? Male and female. Let's see if this is a male or female. How do we test the chromosomes? XY, XX. You find out by science which gender you are, but not in the fluid mind. There is absolutism in the world. There's absolutism. Sorry. And there's right and wrong. There's good and evil. I know that makes some liberal head pop. There's good and evil. You can't deny it. It is what it is. Anyway, let's see here. Let's listen to another little news clip, which I thought was hilarious. So our illustrious and fearless, brainless president, Uncle Joe, is being interviewed here. And again, it's the liberal media. What are you doing about how long are you going to allow Israel to cause this, all this devastation and catastrophe upon the Palestinians and upon Hamas? And when these questions, first of all, this lady asks like four questions to him, a minimum of three, four questions. Just, and you can see the look in his eyes. He's lost. He's like he lost. He was gone in the middle of the first question, but he keeps looking at her. And I want to play this response, because what a goober. And it's clear that he's just the front man, and an embarrassing one at that. But he's answering to somebody. Somebody's making the calls. And when he starts to answer some of these questions about Israel and Gaza, you know, he looks down to the left and says, I know, Mr. Secretary, I'm done talking about it, because he's being silenced. The President of the United States, the executive, is being silenced on what he can and can't say. Let's listen to this idiot.
Has killed more than 11,000 Palestinians just over a month and created a humanitarian disaster. Israeli officials have said this war could take months or even years. Have you communicated to Prime Minister Netanyahu any sort of deadline or time frame for how long you are willing to support Israel in this operation? Are you comfortable with the operation going on indefinitely, and is there any deal underway to free hostages? Thank you.
Yes, no. Working backwards, forward. Look, I have been deeply involved in moving on the hostage negotiation. I don't want to get ahead of myself here, because I don't know what's happened in the last 4 hours. But we've gotten great cooperation from the Qataris. I've spoken with them as well a number of times. I think the pause and that Israeli, that the Israelis have agreed to, it's down to, well, I'm getting too much detail. I know, Mr. Secretary, I'm going to stop. But I am mildly hopeful.
All right, folks, that's the greatest president of the, in the world. The greatest president we've ever elected. He won. He beat Barack Obama for like double, okay? And he beat Trump's record, who beat Obama's record. So that's him. And he said he hasn't got any updates last four hours. Mr. President, you don't know what's been going on in the last 4 years. Sorry to tell you. And while we're talking about the greatness of Joe Biden, let's listen to this little interesting piece of news, I guess. I pulled this off of a reel too, so take it for what it's worth.
Here are two strange things about the 2020 U.S. election that most people didn't know. As per 538.com, Trump, with some margin for error, won the in-person vote in every single U.S. state, even deeply Democratic ones like Biden's home state of Delaware. Every single one. Whereas Biden won the mail-in vote in every single U.S. state, even deeply Republican ones. And in 2020, mail-in ballots, where no one had to show up to verify their identity, went from 29 million in 2016 to 66 million in 2020. Such a stark difference in who wins the in-person or mail-in vote seems unlikely to occur naturally, but you decide.
And there you have it. Take it for what it's worth. I've talked before. I remember the last election, whenever Biden first got in there, because I did a live show or live podcasting during the show, and the whole election was very weird, and all of the mail-ins was very weird, and now we're finding out. I mean, we found out back then that thousands, we'll say. I'm trying to remember where they were at, but they've recovered thousands in rooms, in the back of trucks, of ballots that were being delivered, all in favor of Joe Biden, all of them. And we've also found some ones that they were trying to get rid of that were cast for Trump. So you want to ask, do I believe that it was rigged? I do. Am I a denier? Okay, yes. Yeah, I am. Because I've seen the evidence. I've seen, and they're saying, well, you're an election denier. I'm sorry, but I've seen them, how they kicked people, the poll watchers, Republican poll watchers, out of rooms under the guise of broken water mains, while the Democrat poll watchers continue working and rubber stamping their ballots. So, you know, you see that evidence, and then you see how there was a great conspiracy to cover this up, and a lot of effort went into the cover up. And I'm not supposed to believe it. Call me names you want to. I don't believe that this idiot is legitimate. I don't, and I never will. But is he currently sitting in the executive office? Yeah, probably. But he's not legitimate, not to me. Because it was a scam, probably one of the biggest scams in U.S. history, this and the whole COVID thing. Anyway, that's all I'm going to put out for now. I want to thank everybody for listening to The Rising Republic. I am your boy, L. Douglas Hogan. Thank you for joining.
Are you prepared to be the family doctor in a disaster or emergency? This is the Intrepid Commander, and I'm holding the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy, M.D. In this great book, you'll learn how to prepare for medical care off the grid. You'll learn about assessment and stabilization. You'll even deal with things like bioterrorism response, radiation, and how to build the off-grid medical kit at home. Look, 2020 taught us a lot about the limitations of our medical infrastructure in America. Get the Prepper's Medical Handbook today at Amazon.com. Again, that's the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy.